truth and the way. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus.
Church, so good to be here this morning. You can go ahead and be seated if you're a guest of ours. It is an honor to have you here with us, and we have changed our format up a little bit on our Sunday mornings. We have an adult Sunday school class, adult teaching. I told my wife, I said, we're going to have to take and start getting some crafts in here so you guys can little treat time and such. But nevertheless, it is so great to be here, and we are doing a series, and the main title of our series has been Lord Teach Us. This is something we've been going through over the period of the summer, and our passage that we have selected is Luke chapter 11, and we're reading verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples says to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. And then we end up that passage. It ends with, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now, we've been talking about it's in the fruits. Last week we started talking about this, and this is part two of it's in the fruits. And one thing that we must understand as a Christian is that when the fruit of the Spirit is in place in our lives, His Spirit will also be in place in our lives, because the fruit of the Spirit is His Spirit. I believe firmly that when God spoke in the beginning and His Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, that is the same Spirit that we derive that comes from the fruits of the Spirit. So Paul writes in Galatians, and this is a very popular passage of Scripture, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So God wants us as a Christian to produce fruit in our lives. And he wants us to manifest the gifting and the blessings that he has brought upon us by him. So it's very important. God desires each of us to greet every new day, realizing that we have the opportunity as a Christian, as an individual, to plant seeds, watch those seeds germinate, watch them spring up, and watch them grow, because God desires that each and every one of us, no matter who we are, what our background is, what our talent level is, and all of this, God desires that each one of us attempt to do great things for him. And without question, we can read, God wants us to also understand, we can read in John 10:10 where it says that the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. We do have a common enemy in the world today, and here Jesus speaks and he calls this common enemy the thief, and his purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy. But when you look at the second half of John 10:10, so many times we like to focus on the first half, but Jesus comes back and he wants us to grasp that he says, I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. And I love this, because what this is telling me is that the enemy, his purpose is to come into my life and to wreak as much havoc as he can in my finances, in my marriage, in my relationship with my family, my friends, on my job. He wants to take and kill, steal, and destroy. But on the other side, Jesus says, I have come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. And I believe one of the reasons why we can have life and have it more abundantly is because we have fruits of the Spirit that we can apply and use in our lives. So John 10:10 in the New Living Translation said, my purpose is to give you a rich and satisfying life. I have come that you may have an enjoyable life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. I believe that the Bible was written to me personally. Now, we're all here, and we should all hopefully have a Bible or a copy of the Bible, whether it's electronic or whether it's a physical copy. But when you hold this in your hands and you look at this Bible was written to me. So you can hold it in your hands and say, this word was written by God, inspired by God, through men, to me, for me. And I can take the fruits, the principles that are found in this word, apply them and live my life by them. And if I properly apply them and I live my life as I should live my life, then I can live a life that is more abundance to the full until it simply overflows. I love that Jesus promised that we might have life. But then he includes another choice, and that is that we might have life, or the meaning of life, more abundantly. That's a choice that we make. We make that choice every day, Brother Bronker. Do I want to serve God today? Do I want to live for God today? We don't always start off in the morning and say, well, you know what, today's kind of iffy. You know, I've been a Christian now for 30 years, and I don't know if I'm going to do it all day today. Lord, I might give you till 3 this afternoon. No, we try. Every day, we try every day. And sometimes, Brother Millen, by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we failed miserably. But that doesn't mean that God looks down and says, oh, boy, he's failed miserably. So that abundance, yeah, I'm just going to. I used to think that if I did something wrong, the Holy Spirit literally jumped in and out of me. You ever think that as a kid? You think, well, I did something wrong. I told a lie, or I took something I shouldn't have taken, and so maybe Jesus left me. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. My wife and I, we go out to eat probably more often than we should. But we go out to eat, and most of the time that we go out to eat, we will share a meal. And a lot of times when we get to, we're going to be going out to eat. We have a meeting after church. We're going to be going to a small diner probably in Cottage Grove, and we're going to probably share a meal, and they're going to have two sides typically is what you get with the meals. And I get my side that I choose, and then she chooses her side. And my side goes something like this. I'll take hash browns with cheese and with some onions in them, and then fold them over so the cheese is melted inside the hash browns and the onions are inside. And then I sprinkle it with a generous amount of pepper and salt on the outside. That's my side. Her side, she typically will get a fruit cup if it's an option. Now, just hear me, okay? So don't get me wrong. I love fruit. But if I have to choose a side, you can tell that I choose more hash browns than I do fruit. Okay? So let's start off. Now, when we split it. But when we get it, and she gets her little fruit cup there, or a little bowl of fruit, it typically will go this way. She will go through, and she will pick out all of her favorite fruits. And she will leave me what's left. And that works most of the time because my favorite fruits are not necessarily her favorite fruits. Now, this is a lesson that married couples, or if you're maybe dating someone, you can maybe use this little fruit cup to help out a little bit, maybe if you're having some issues. So I love pineapple. Now, pineapple is probably my favorite fruit. And if I have a fruit cup, I'm going to eat all the pineapple first. I don't know how you guys do it, but I'll go through and I will split out. Maybe it's they call that OCD. Is that what that's called? I will split out all the pineapple and I will separate them and I will eat the pineapple and I will savor piece by piece. And then I will attack maybe the strawberries and I will eat the strawberries. Now, my wife's favorite is strawberries. If you ever take my wife out for breakfast, and she gets waffles. She's going to get strawberries with lots of whipped cream on them. That's how she likes her waffles. If she can't get strawberries, then she'll get bananas. So I like the pineapples. I love strawberries, but usually by the time I get to the shared fruit bowl for our side, there is no strawberries left and there's no bananas left. And there might be a grape or two and a whole lot of blueberries. Okay? So, I love the honeydew melon. I love cantaloupe. And you take watermelon and cantaloupe and honeydew. This is a southern thing, I think. You sprinkle a little salt on it. You do? Yeah, how many of you are with me this morning? Can I get an amen? Yes. You know, so when we look at this, we selectively, as an individual, we selectively choose our fruit. If I had to choose fruit, it's going to be pineapple and grapes and watermelon and cantaloupe and honeydew melon. And if my wife has to choose fruits, She's going to take and she's going to choose strawberries, and then she's going to go after the grapes. And the last thing in the bowl between the both of us is going to be the blueberries. Now, understand something. We're each eating our favorite first. Now, when it comes to the blueberries, I don't know what it is about a blueberry, but they're just not sweet enough when it comes to fruit. I don't know about the rest of you. I haven't had breakfast yet this morning. And we're talking about fruits of the Spirit. I should have had a big, huge fruit bowl in here. But you see, we can chuckle about all of this, but spiritually speaking, we can be the same way when it comes to the fruits of Spirit in our lives. You see, we love the strawberries, we love the pineapples, we love the grapes. We love it when people talk about the love, they talk about the joy, they talk about the peace. And yes, we need those fruits in our lives. But those are the ones that we want to eat first. So when we have our spiritual fruit bowl in front of us, we want to make sure that the love, the joy, the peace, the kindness, the goodness, and the faithfulness, that's what we eat first. And the ones that maybe are a little more on the tart side and a little less palatable to eat in quantity, the faithful or the patience and the gentleness and the self-control, we leave that in a fruit bowl for our wives. You see, understand, church, every believer, every Christian, remember, Christian means to be Christ-like. Every last one of us, we all have access to these needed traits that Paul writes about in Galatians chapter 5. We all have access. Why is that? How is that? Is because we live out these traits as Jesus Christ lived out these traits in everyday life. So God expects you and I, if we are filled with His Spirit, we claim to have His Spirit residing within us, then we need to strive to do the very same thing if we are going to spiritually mature in God. One of the problems that we have in our world today is too many Christians want to eat the love, they want to eat the joy, maybe the peace a little bit, but I don't mind getting in a little bit of a wrangle with people. They don't really want the gentleness, and they don't want the self-control, and they don't want the patience. Listen, it doesn't work that way when it comes. So remember, our flesh is going to fail us, and we're going to fall short in our attempts to live out the fruit that Paul lists. So then we must rely on the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit in our lives to help us live out each fruit. Every one of these fruits, we must live out with courage, we must live out with conviction, and we must live out with boldness, and we must spend as much time developing love in our life as we develop self-control, gentleness, and patience in our life. It's so easy to say, boy, I love you, brother, but you try my patience. Have you ever felt that way? You ever felt that way about maybe your children? I really love you, son, but you try my self-control. You see, God wants us to be balanced in all of this. So it's a process, because each fruit is produced Each fruit is nurtured and developed within you and I over time. In order to live out each fruit consistently, hear me now, in order to live out each fruit consistently, we must continue to surrender our desires, our wants, our needs, our ambitions to God's will and trust Him in our growth pattern. We have to live out each fruit because it's directly connected. Every one of these fruits is directly connected to our dependence on God's Spirit as well as our own actions. This is why that it is so important that we stay, that we pray, and that we live in the Spirit. Now we are, whether we want to admit it or not, when God created us, He created us flesh. That's what we see. But we have spirit. We have a soul and we have a spirit. So when I look at Brother Rico, I just see his flesh. I can't necessarily feel or touch his soul, but boy, I can feel his spirit. You know what? Can you relate to that? You come up to someone that's very angry and you can feel that spirit. Well, you see, that's not a fruit of the Spirit. It's a spirit, but it's not a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So we have to be very much active. These fruits in our lives, they're not a bunch of outdated, we talked about this last week, they're not a bunch of outdated, old-fashioned, no longer needed list of traits in which we need to live by. They are very much active, necessary, and extremely, extremely relevant in today's culture. So we have to activate them. We have to live them in a world where instant success and ambition often reign supreme. It is essential that we continue to live out each fruit of the Spirit with boldness and conviction. I want everyone that comes into this church to feel the fruits of the Spirit. I want them to be able to feel love. I want them to be able to feel joy. I want them to be able to feel patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Jesus didn't go around beating people up. He disagreed. I see this all the time, and it kind of is testing my self-control a little bit and my patience a little bit, but I see this all the time. Well, you don't understand. Jesus, He hung out with all of the prostitutes. Well, He did, but He didn't pay them for their service. Okay? And He certainly didn't say, you know, you got a good business gig going here, girl. Keep it up. No, what did He do? He told them, go and sin no more. He called them out on it. We like the part that He hung out with the prostitutes and the bad people, the tax collectors, the cheats. But we don't like the part when He starts calling them out on it. Because a lot of times that's us. So, these spiritual fruits in our lives, they have spiritual, what I'm just calling, antioxidants in them. Now, I talked about the blueberry being probably my wife and I's least favorite fruit. Okay, I'm not saying I hate blueberries. You put enough whipped cream and blueberries, and listen, they are good. Okay, but I don't think there's very many antioxidants in whipped cream, especially the heavy stuff in the can. You just squirt it out on there and it... That's blueberries now. Okay, but the thing about a blueberry is a blueberry has a lot of natural antioxidants in them that help us to fight off the infections of the enemy. So when we look at a blueberry fruit, we look at self-control, which is something the world is very short of today, and a lot of Christians are running short of self-control and temperance, patience. Loaded in self-control, that fruit of the Spirit has all kinds of antioxidants that help out our bodies spiritually. So let's just look today and see what fruit can do for you. Okay, so let's see what fruit. So it helps us fight off infections of the enemy. It's full of spiritual antioxidants. But what can fruit do for me? You see, we live in a world where we need restoration. So fruit can restore. It has the ability to restore. We need restoration and hope in a very much dying and broken world. We look at our world today, and sometimes it saddens me because I'm like, Lord, is this really everything that's going on around us? Is it really happening? Are you just going to wake up and tomorrow's going to be different? But you see, living out the fruit of the Spirit represents an opportunity for God's hope, for His love, His salvation, which restores, to permeate every believer and non-believer alike. You see, when challenges and difficulties attempt to consume us, we can depend on God's Spirit to help us respond. So how should we respond in this world that needs hope and restoration? We should respond with the fruits that God has given to us. We should respond with love. So when someone gets all upset and gets in your business, gets in your face, they violate your 6 feet, we should respond with love, joy, peace, patience, and gentleness. Not necessarily always in that order. You see, it's easy for us to allow our spirits, our own individual spirits, to be burdened down and broken down and worn out from life circumstances. You do understand that this bowl of fruit that I'm talking about, these fruits of the Spirit, it's like it's a never-ending, always-open salad bar. You can go up as many times as you want, as often as you want, and you can refill, replenish your fruit bowl. So if it's noon and you have already run out of blueberries, you can go back and you can get more blueberries. Code word, if you run out of patience by noon, you can get more patience. Are we picking up on this? You're going to look at a fruit bowl totally different from here on out. You see, I want to challenge you today to overcome, if you're broken this morning, for whatever reason, I want you to challenge you that this week, overcome your brokenness by living out the fruit of the Spirit every day. As many fruits as you can live out. Live them out. If all you eat is pineapple all week, then you know what? Eat pineapple. Because pineapple is still a good fruit of the Spirit. Our faithfulness to God should not be dependent upon our brokenness, but it should be based upon our love, our thankfulness, and our gratitude. So when we look at fruit, what can fruit do for you? Fruit can restore, and fruit can give hope. So, what else can fruit do for you? Well, each fruit represents Jesus Christ, an attribute. We could call it a personality, might be easier to understand. Each fruit represents the Spirit of Jesus Christ living inside of me. So when I receive the Holy Spirit, I got a whole lot more than just speaking in another language, speaking in tongues, as Peter talks about in second chapter of Acts. I got a whole lot more than just speaking in tongues, Brother Repka. I got a whole smorgasbord of spiritual antioxidants that will help me navigate through whatever situation I'm dealing with. And every fruit of the Spirit represents Jesus Christ living inside of me. We cannot live, just understand something, we cannot live out the fruit of the Spirit on our own. If you think that, well, I don't really need the Holy Spirit in my life to exercise fruits of the Spirit, you are very, very mistaken. Because we can never understand what true love, what true peace, what total patience and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. We without Jesus Christ, we can never fully understand or experience that as He intends us to experience it. Listen, our world tries so hard to be good. We look at love today as going down and feeding the homeless with some gift cards that we got from Culver's. No, there's nothing wrong with that. But you see, is that really true love? What about going down and taking that person and picking them up and driving them to your home and feeding them a meal and giving them a bath and giving them the opportunity to clean their clothes and all of this and that and offering them a nice warm... You see, our love is more a convenience at times. It's not a true fruit love. You see, so we can't live out. The world tries so hard, but there's very little good in it without God. We have decided as a society, as a culture, that we no longer need God in our society, in our culture, in our schools, in our marriages. We don't need Him on our jobs. We don't need God, so we keep pushing God out. So we're pushing out true love, one for another, true joy, true peace. You see, living out each fruit represents God working in and through us. So when we live out love and we live out peace and joy, and when we make decisions to live out our lives, we're allowing Christ to shine through with our behaviors and our actions. And our behaviors and our actions should be wholly and solely based upon the fruits of our spirit. Now, I haven't spent much time, and I won't spend much time going through each fruit and explaining what each fruit is. I'm speaking more about the results of the fruits individually and collectively. I hope we know what Christ's love actually is. I hope we know what patience, I hope we know what faithfulness and goodness. You see, while our flesh wants to rise up, which happens so often in our lives, it can happen as you're leaving the parking lot today. Somebody could pull out in front of you and you can have a little fender bender. And all of a sudden, we just need a whole lot more blueberries. A whole lot more self-control. You see, we have to allow the gift, God's Spirit. It will slow us down. Sometimes we just get going so fast in life. It's like the faster it is, the better we like it. And we start to miss exits. We start to miss out on things that God intends for us to experience. God wants us to slow down and provide us with the strength to live out the fruit of the Spirit in our life. Listen, the world sees enough bad, rotten fruit, but they should not see it coming from someone who proclaims to be Christ-like. I don't want anyone to ever see bad fruit coming from me. Now, I know it's happened. I'm not a perfect individual. Nobody in here, by the way, is perfect. I will tell you right now, nobody here is perfect. If they claim they're perfect, well, they're missing a fruit or two. Okay? So living out each fruit represents God working in and through us. Now, what else can fruit do for me? What can it do for you? Each fruit reminds us that there's another way to respond. So many people today, they just react. You're talking about something and they react. They don't think things a whole lot through. They just, before you even are able to finish, you get cut off and they're into their response. You see, practicing the fruit of the Spirit encourages us and others that there is another option at the salad bar. There's another way to respond, another way to behave, and another way to live. So living out each fruit requires us to take pause. Listen, there's nothing wrong, church, nothing wrong with asking God for wisdom. Did you know wisdom is one of the few things that you can get from God that you don't have to pray and fast for? Scripture says to just simply ask for wisdom. We talk about Solomon being the wisest man in the world. He asked God for wisdom to lead his people. There's nothing wrong when you get up every day, say, God, would you grant me the wisdom? Would you allow the fruits have wisdom. There's wisdom woven in every fruit. Would you allow the wisdom or the fruits of your Spirit to flow actively through my life today? You see, then we need to allow God to give us the courage to sometimes just simply choose differently. Sometimes we just simply, unfortunately, I mean, I'm no different. Sometimes we just make the wrong choice. We get in a little bit of a discussion with someone and our self-control is challenged and we push back a little bit. Before you know it, things are spinning out of control. Sometimes we just need to say, God, remind me that there's another way to respond. That's why I got off of social media. It just pushed my buttons. I'm sorry, I'm just going to tell you, I love all of you, but I don't care what you had for supper last night. You know, you take a picture of your dog jumping over it. I'm just not that into it, okay? To know what everybody has to be doing or everybody's opinions on everything. You know, sometimes it's not wrong not to always have an opinion. You see, that's where the fruits of the Spirit can remind us. But you know, you can respond differently here. We don't always have to just get on there and say, well, I just got to speak my mind. It's obvious you're speaking your mind because there's not much there. That was meant to be a slam on purpose. So just remember, It's very important that we learn to hear God's voice in our lives. We talked about that in our last series portion. Hearing God's voice. We have the responsibility as a Christian to live out each fruit. And we should have a spiritual desire to choose the higher path. And that path is a path that glorifies God and brings hope. Not frustration, not anger, not malice, but it's a choice that brings in the fruits that we've been so graciously given. So remember, it's often our witness. I think the youth, their theme this year is our testimony. It's often our witness, our testimony is often dependent on the success or failure of our witness, or the success and failure of our testimony is in how we apply, which is also how we respond. So if we respond in a negative fashion, that means we're not applying fruits of the Spirit in our lives in a positive God fashion. So we're going to finish these up. I'm out of time this morning. And we will finish this up in our next lesson. But let's stand this morning. Remember, we're going to pray here. And if you have children in the Sunday school, they are eagerly awaiting your arrival here shortly, and we're having Youth Week this week. Our youth will be in charge of the next service, so I'm very excited about that. Once again, if you're a guest of ours, it is such an honor to have you here today, and we enjoy having you here visiting with us. We really are just a collective group of people wanting to make a difference in our lives and in the lives of others around us and in our world as we serve an awesome, awesome, really very much misunderstood God in today's culture. God is so loving. He is so patient. He is so gentle. He is so faithful. He is so kind. And it's an honor to be a part of his body. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for each fruit that you have given to us. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy, for your patience, for your kindness, your goodness. Yes, Lord, I'm thankful for the blueberries that are also. I'm thankful for the self-control, the gentleness. Lord, help us this week as a Christian that we would be Christ-like, that we would be able to apply these fruits in our lives and not just make a difference in our life, but make a difference in those around us. Because, Lord, you came, Lord, to change a world that was so lost and that was in so much hurt and so much pain. And, Lord, it's through your love, it's through your spirits, your fruits, that we now can live a different life, totally different way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Love you all. Appreciate you all. And we have 15 minutes. I think the youth actually will be in shortly, and they might have some videos and such going of some of their activities over the last year. But God bless you.